bulge.
And you say that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it in it.
It shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't
shrink.
And so, especially in large families, a younger child will have to wear clothes that
hand-me-downs.
Huh?
Hand-me-downs.
Okay. What would you call clothes, second-hand clothes that you get at
that sale? You buy at a sale, huh?
Uh-huh. Would you call those hand-me-downs, too?
Well, not exactly. They are hand-me-downs, and because I have my daughter's neighbor, she outgrows her clothes and she hands them to me. And I'm mighty glad to get them because some of those things are mighty nice. And I don't know, you usually get some of those things, I don't know if you'd call them hand-me-downs, although they are, but you buy them at a garage sale, like, mm-hmm. You know?
What would you call real good-looking clothes?
What would I call real good-looking clothes?
Any slang names for that?
I don't know, honey, I don't know.
Sometimes in the...
I'd say those are high class.
Okay. Sometimes in the summer, instead of wearing long pants, what do people wear?
Short pants.
What different kinds of shorts are there? What do you call the ones that come just beneath your knees?
What do they call those? Three quarters? Or, they used to call some of them knee-length pants.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are what they call short shorts, huh?
What about the ones that are halfway between that, just come about to here? Just above your knees, but not really short shorts.
I don't know.
And how
they call, they have also have the tennis shorts.
How long are they?
Tennis shorts are just about like you think.